Hello everybody, welcome to Abundant Living for Moms. I love the month of March for two reasons. One is we celebrate the International Women's Day in March, and March is also Mother's Day if you're using the UK calendar. So for me, March is really all about women. It's about motherhood, but it's also about being a woman. It's about being a girl child, being raised into a strong woman. And March is the whole month. I see it as a whole month of celebrating being a woman and being a female. And what does that mean? So this year, the International Women's Day, the theme was Each for Equal, right? And it's really about celebrating where we've come, where we've gotten to so far, but also acknowledging that there's still so far to go. There's still a long way to go. Many of our girls are being raised in a world where they're seeing the strides that women have made. They're seeing, you know, they don't really know a world where, for example, then they can't vote. They don't know a world where they can't buy land, for example. There was a time when women couldn't do some of these basic things that we do now. However, on the other hand, we still have the slightly unnerving fact that women are still not earning the same as men in certain roles and careers and industries, even though they have the same qualifications. We also have women who feel they can't break through the glass ceiling in an office just because they have to take time out, for example, to have a child, and stepping out from the workforce to take care of your child and maternity leave and all of that can be seen as a negative. And when such women want to return into the workforce, they're either frustrated, they can't find the position, or they're forced to make a choice between family and work. And I think those are some of the things that we're still struggling with, and we're still trying to ensure that we get equality when it comes to our abilities, right? Too many people, for example, struggle with the idea of equality and say a man and a woman cannot be equal, we're different. And we're not trying to fight, you know, physical attributes. We're not fighting brute strength, for example. We're talking about the fact that we're equal when it comes to our minds, when it comes to our ability, and when it comes to the ability to earn the same as a man, if I have the same qualifications as you do. So what's all this about? What I'm talking about is that we need to move away from celebrating one day. At least that's one of my biggest missions on this whole International Women's Day, Women's Month, is that it's really critical we move away from just one day of celebration. You know, one day of getting women in a room together to talk to ourselves, to encourage ourselves that we can be equal, we are equal, we have the same rights, we should be able to have the same rights. We need to stop talking to ourselves, women to women, alone. We need to include the men in the conversations, and we need to change how we're raising our children. So what do I mean? The future starts from today. So the kids we're raising today will be the adults in the future who will determine who has a seat in the boardroom, for example. You know, who's been promoted into certain roles, who's being given the exciting projects. You know, it's the kids today that are going to become the adults of the future who will hopefully be pushing a different cause, and it starts today. So every parent, every mom, every dad, every adult who has a child in their life, your niece, your nephew, your neighbor, your cousin, we all have a part to play. So we need to stop the unconscious bias that we all have. So for example, when your children finish eating their food, is the boy asked to leave the table and do what he wants? Or are they both asked equally to take their plates to the kitchen, right? To drop it in the sink and to wash their dishes? These are the little steps we can start to take in the home that show that we expect you to be able to do the same thing, whether you're a boy or a girl. Are they both asked to clean up after themselves? Are they both expected to do well in school? And are we, you know, perpetuating some of the stereotypes that says boys are good at math and girls prefer reading? You know, those are all those unconscious bias that we all repeat unknowingly. And this starts to put our child into the box of I'm a boy, so I can do A, B, and C, and I'm a girl, and I cannot do A, B, and C. So the home front is the first place to change the narrative, to create the narrative that you want. I personally have a narrative I'm trying to, you know, I'm writing for my kids. I want one where you both celebrate the fact that you've been given this fantastic brain. You have your attitude to work on, and your attitude is all yours. Nobody can change your attitude. So we can talk about equality from now until tomorrow. But if a girl fundamentally thinks that she doesn't have the equal, she doesn't have equality, she's not born equal, she can't do the same things as her male counterpart can do, you know, we can come together once a year and celebrate International Women's Day. But that woman fundamentally goes home and doesn't think she can do what we're saying she can do. So equality starts first from your mindset. It starts from how you view yourself, how you view your abilities, and how you view whatever you think is a constraint in your life. Same thing, if a boy is raised to think that girls are not as good as him, they're not equal to him, he's going to grow up with that mentality. And when he meets a female in the workplace, he's going to look down at her abilities just because she's female. When he gets married, he's going to look at his wife and think, you can't do certain things because you're a woman. And those are the things that we want to start to break and change. We want to create a new narrative. We want to create a narrative where boys and girls are like, respect each other. You have to respect each other as human beings first, as people, as talented people who are all walking their own cause, their own charts, I mean charting their own cause and walking on their own path. So as parents, that's one of the basic things we can do, is to raise our children differently. Raise your boys to respect women. Don't see them as objects. Don't see them as this weak sex that can't do anything, you know, that are less than you as a boy. It's just not going to work. And if we don't deal with this the right way, focusing on both the boys and the girls, I guess my concern is that some of the things we're seeing increasingly happening will continue. So what do I mean? If you look at the rate of marriages breaking up, some of them are happening because the girl just looks at this person she's married and she feels he's not adding any value, you know, to her life. She feels that he's throwing orders around. He doesn't want to lift his weight. He's not giving her what she feels she needs to support her journey in life. And many girls nowadays don't think that a marriage is only for financial security, for example, right? So getting married today requires both people to bring their best selves to the table. Let me say that again. Married today requires bringing your best self to the table. So we need girls and boys to respect each other and to understand that we both have a part to play, but as partners that come together to enhance each other's lives. The only way you can see yourself as a partner to your wife and your wife to her husband is if you've been raised with the viewpoint that we are equally important in this equation, in this journey of life. No one person is better than the other. A man, a woman, you both have your part to play, right? And you have to be able to identify what that looks like for you first. And then secondarily, for yourselves as a family, if you are going to come together to get married and, you know, raise a family. So these conversations need to start now from our dining tables, from our homes, from the things we say, you know, your husband, if you're married, yourself as a mother, in school settings, are we being unconsciously biased in what we're even allowing our students in school to do? Do you have a school that says, you know, decorating the room is only something girls can do, you know? Are we saying it's only boys that can play football? These are the things that we can start to challenge, and we can start to challenge bit by bit, day by day. And the more that we do this, the easier it is. So now I want to shift gears really quickly and talk about raising strong women. it's really important that we raise strong women, because if you raise a woman who's strong, who believes in her ability, who knows she can do what she sets out to do, who knows she has everything it takes to be excellent in whatever field she wants to excel in, she's going to be strong, she's going to be powerful, she's going to understand that nothing happens overnight. You have to put in the work. There's no shortcut to success. There never has been, there never will be. At least lasting success can never be something that you rush. But we need to raise women who start with a strong mindset, a growth mindset, that says, you know what, I can be who I want to be first and foremost. When a girl understands that as she grows up into a young woman, even the kind of people she chooses to date will support that mindset. You know, it will support the mindset of, I can do anything I want to do because of the abilities that I have inherently, and because I am comfortable with putting in the work to achieve the end that I want. See, that in itself is success right there. And then if you don't get the outcome you're looking for, failure is feedback. You're able to look at that and say, what can I do differently? What did I miss? What do I need to change? Do I need to collaborate with somebody else? Who can I learn from? That's a growth mindset versus beating yourself up if things don't go the way you expected it to. So raising a strong woman honestly starts from the things we tell her as a young girl. She is not only about her looks, it's about everything. Yes, your looks are important and how you present yourself to the world is important because of first impressions. But just as much as it's important for a girl, it's important for a boy. If a boy, a young man, is dressed roughly and just looks kind of roughly put together, you're going to make impressions about him just the same way you would with a girl. But we have to be careful not to raise our girls to see themselves as objects that need to look a certain way, that need to fit a certain model of what you should look like. Everybody's different. And your looks are not the only thing that, you're not judged only by your looks. You totally aren't. And we need to de-emphasize your physical appearance. We need to de-emphasize the importance that's placed on physical appearance versus what is coming from inside you. And the more we do this, the more girls are confident about their whole package, everything about them. The more we'll have boys who start to respect women who say that it's all me, you know, it's about the totality of who I am, my mind, my thoughts, my beliefs, my desires, my dreams. Can you handle all of that? Or are you only looking for a specific stereotype? So strong women will get strong men in their lives. Strong women will attract the right kind of men in their lives. Strong women will attract the right kind of network in their lives as well, because your network determines your net worth. I'm sure you've heard that before. Your network determines your net worth. So when you know where you're headed and what you're trying to achieve, the people in your circle by default while lying, and if they don't, it's okay to say, you know what, you're not helping me on my journey of where I'm headed. So in terms of all of this, you know, raising strong women, raising strong people who have a strong understanding of who they are, it honestly starts from today. If you haven't listened to the Parenting Vision Board episode, I would advise that you do, because when you're clear on the kind of adult you're raising, whether you have a boy or a girl, it helps you determine the decisions you make along the way. If I want to raise a strong woman, I know what I'm telling my girl today, my daughter today. I know the conversations we're having. And because I want my son to support his sister, I want him to marry a strong girl as well in future, I need him to understand that a woman is capable. She's capable. I need him to see me being capable. I need him to see me growing and learning and expanding my horizon and trying and discussing feedback and pushing myself. These are the things that are going to help his bank account of his picture of what a strong woman, a capable woman, looks like. right? And of course, we cannot forget our boys. We cannot only raise strong women and forget the boys as well. We also need to raise men who are confident, who are strong in their thought process, who have a growth mindset, who don't only measure themselves by their bank account either. They need to know that it's the whole package, it's all of them. So this for me is really just a celebration. Yes, it's International Women's Day, it's International Women's Month, but this is an ongoing daily requirement. We can't afford to only do it one day a year. So thanks for listening. As always, you can find me on my Instagram at Lagos Moms and my website, which is lagosmoms.com. I would love to connect with you. If any of this has resonated or there's something you would like to share, I totally love hearing from you guys. So please get in touch, and happy International Women's Month.